Africa is on Twitter at Africa Milane.
On the 7th of June, four people were shot dead in Khayelitsha. Police investigating that matter. On the 21st of June, two killed, two others injured in a Delft shooting. Elsewhere in Factorton, two siblings were also killed. On the 9th of June in Steenberg, police investigating a double murder case of two men aged 23 and 28 gunned down in the corner of Symphony Avenue and Craddock Roads. On the 22nd of June, an off-duty police constable was shot dead by a gunman outside her home in Delft in Cape Town, and those incidents only happening in June in Cape Town. Aldre de Klerk is a senior policing and social conflict specialist at Africa Center for Security and Intelligence Praxis. Joins me on the line now. Aldre, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Good morning to your listeners.
Do we have any intelligence yet as to whether or not there's any connection between all these incidents that are seemingly sporadically being experienced all over parts of Cape Town?
Africa, at this time, no. It is, of course, a matter of grave concern. And critically, as you say, it's going to take a while for the police and other agencies to run ballistics, to do the forensic testing, and to see if there's a connection between any of these crimes. The critical thing, of course, and your producer mentioned the shooting in Tolbach also recently, is whether efforts in one area is going to see displacement. And often we see also rural-urban displacement where actors simply go and perpetrate crime somewhere else and then return to the scene of their previous crime once police have cleared out. So at this time, no. The critical thing also is how crime scenes are managed by first responders, because in an effort to chase down the perpetrators, we often see police trample all over a crime scene, in that way compromising the integrity of any evidence that may have been left behind, corrupting DNA, for example, losing shell casings. So it is critical that police leadership and police commanders, and especially first responders, look to cordon and contain crime scenes until such time as the necessary crime scene managers and investigators can work that crime scene to find the evidence that will link one incident to another because of a gun, because of DNA or footprint even, or any other such piece of evidence.
The incident in Tolbach you referred to, of course, happened on Saturday night. One person sustaining injuries and being treated in hospital, and four people unfortunately gunned down and being killed, a few managing to escape. The SAPS in the Western Cape offering a reward of 100,000 rand for those who can offer information that might lead to the arrest of those people. What is worrying me, Aldred, is that all of this is seemingly continuing without any deterrence, right? There might be a possibility that there's a connection, but let's assume there isn't. And people are going about deciding, you know what, I don't like Aldred. I'll just go into his home in the Boorkop and just take him and a couple of people out. Who cares? Because the police are not going to find me and I'm not going to be prosecuted.
Well, the most effective deterrent is obviously to look to prevent any of this happening in the first place. For that, you need long-term undercover operations, you need ongoing surveillance, and you need to understand who your people or groups of interest are to see if they have any motive to want to kill somebody else. That is ideal. The other part of the deterrent is effective sentencing. So an investigation based on evidence is presented to the prosecutors. Prosecutors build a case. Case goes to court. The judge decides on the basis of probability and the basis of the evidence presented that I'm guilty and I get an appropriate sentence. Part of all that is also the lament that witnesses, that cases take too long, that witnesses are left exposed, they may be threatened, and they are reluctant to further down the line to provide any kind of evidence or witness statements. So we do have that vicious cycle of courts that are blocked, the courts' agendas are full, the roster is full. So we may need to think about how do we get special prosecutors, crack investigators that will seem to link these cases and see if there's any evidence to link them, and then to proceed to court as speedily as possible once evidence is found or one suspect is identified, witness gets protected, and it's done in a closed court, which magistrate magistrates are often maybe not inclined to grant unless it's a direct threat to go to witnesses, because these things are in the public interest, and they may have to convene special courts that is built around organized crime, because if these things are linked and not as random as they are, often targets are identified, there's a reason for the hit, which means there's an element of forethought and premeditation, which often means you have to source a gun, you have to source a vehicle, you have to understand where the person is. So there's an element of organization. So and once you've done it, you need to disappear. So this is part of an organized crime effort, regardless of whether it's not linked. And I'm sure on the basis of probability that some of them are probably are linked. So we do need...
Is this not enough of an emergency, though, certainly for the provincial police commissioner? And I would imagine the national police commissioner should care enough for the minister of police to care to say, Shamila Batoy, let's work together, let's pool resources to actually get this under control. Speculation from community members in Khayelitsha is that many of the mass killings that have been reported there, and there have been several just in the month of June, are related to the protection money syndicates that are really controlling that community nowadays, right? Surely there's enough happening that somebody must go, wait a minute, we need to, I don't know, deploy a majority of resources there, put in place that 72-hour plan that the wall is put in, they put into place, dedicate prosecutors so that we can... just get one. Do you know what I mean? So that the people of Khayelitsha and the people of Cape Town can feel a sense that something is being done.
Absolutely. So the Integrated Crime and Violence Prevention Strategy calls for exactly that. It calls for multidisciplinary and multidepartmental approach to looking at this. There are socioeconomic factors that has to be contended with, basic things like transport, but... And there's a role for local, provincial, and national government. There's a role for justice, as you said, a role for education, social development, and the police, metro, and local law enforcement working together, sharing information on a timely basis. The critical thing, Africa, is that they also then need to work to the same hymn sheet, the proverbial hymn sheet. They need to align strategy. They need to, with clear fiscal constraints, align resource spend. They need to align the operational and programmatic objectives. So they actually work into the same set of outcomes by sitting around the same table, critically sharing information, ensuring the integrity of that information, and then acting on that information in a very timely manner. That kind of prosecutorial led with a clear aligned strategy is what we should be working towards. But the word integration has become very overused. And it simply means we sit around, we say, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then we go out and do it. And we haven't aligned both the reason why we came together with what we're seeking to do and how we're going to be using our resources in concert with one another so that we have the same outcomes.
All right. Aldred, much work to be done. Thank you very much. I imagine we'll have several more conversations pertaining to this because something absolutely has to be done. Aldred de Klerk, a senior policing and social conflict specialist at Africa Center for Security and Intelligence Praxis.